A lot of parents worry about how much time their kids spend on their smartphones. Hannah Jadagu's folks are probably happy that she did because it launched her music career. When the day grows old, I'm not cut out for this is Hannah Jadagu's song Sundown, which was recorded on her iPhone 7. Home recording was just a hobby when she started doing it in middle school and posting the results.
I literally just was making songs on my phone, and I guess it connected with a few people. And I wasn't like seeking out a record deal. I was sort of just in my room in Texas making songs.
She's since moved from Mesquite, Texas to New York City, where she's a sophomore at NYU. And she has a new album on Sub Pop Records. You know, that's the label that signed Nirvana. Her album is called Aperture. Jadagu started working on Aperture when she was 19 years old, and she just started her first U.S. tour as a headliner. So I had to ask, how does she manage a full course load and a long concert tour like the one she just recently finished?
I took a year off of school because I knew myself and I knew that I cannot juggle both things. But when I just have festivals here and there or like a two-week European run, I just make sure to do my work on time or ahead of time and communicate and hope that the professors are nice.
Isn't that terrifying? Because, okay, it's like for someone to take a load off because they know they want to be able to handle the load they have better.
Yes.
It's frightening, I think, because it's like, will I ever get that back?
Oh my goodness. My tour starts the same day as the first day of school. So I'm going to have to take a leave, but that's something I haven't conquered. It's like I always hold on to my dream of like going to school and getting my degree. And so it's always an internal battle.
She's doing a lot of internal battling on this new album. She sings about struggling with faith, family, and of course, love. What is it about love that makes it so pop songwriting friendly?
It's just a very universal concept, and we see it everywhere in media, like film and television, you know, even in video games. Like, we see it everywhere. So how could it not be a go-to writing topic for artists?
There's a song, Admit It, and you sing, why is it our conversation easily comes to an end? I can sense all your frustration. Should we even try again? I gotta know, like, what was that?
You know what's so funny? People thought this song was like a romantic song,
and I totally get that. It sounds that way. I mean, set me straight.
No, I was just talking about like when me and my sister were like not, we were besties and we're always besties, but there was a moment where, you know, they were going through their own things and I was just not doing my due diligence as the younger sis to check in and to help out. I take such small interactions. That could have been like one interaction. And then I'm making it sound so big because I think sometimes that's the job of the songwriter.
So I think when someone hears your voice and hears your song without seeing you, they're going to think indie music.
Yes.
I say that because indie music predominantly is associated with white artists.
Yeah.
So as a young Black woman, I mean, have you encountered any problems in maybe getting your music heard or when people see you for the first time after hearing your voice?
Yeah, I think that a lot of the problems tend to come from the labels. And by labels, I don't mean music labels. I mean, just like the way that people tend to label my music. I think sometimes people assume, you know, they just hear warning sign and they're like, okay, this is an R&B artist. Never seen a warning sign.
And that is when I might have a qualm or two, because I think that people tend to look at, you know, me and they see a Black girl and they're like, well, she's got to be making like alternative R&B. And that's definitely not what I make, like on the grand scheme of things.
Does it bug you though, that we, like when someone is surprised? I've done this a long time, Hannah, so I've learned not to, and I'm in radio too, so I've learned not to be surprised when someone's voice matches or doesn't match what we think their face should be like.
Yeah.
That's the way radio goes, right? So
yeah.
Does that bug you?
No, I don't think I've actually ran into problems with the whole people hear my music and then they see my face, because I think now we're in a time where you hear something, you're going to automatically want to know what the artist looks like. But yeah, I've run into instances where if I tell someone, oh, I make music, and they're like, well, what kind of music do you make? And then I say, you know, alternative indie stuff. Then it gets a little quiet. You know, that's where I've sort of had, that's where I've sort of had weird interactions. They only really believe me when I kind of have the guitar around, but that's just not feasible for everything, for every interaction.
Yeah, the guitar is like a telltale sign, right? I mean, that's indie
music. Yeah, that's a giveaway.
There you
yeah.
go. There you go.
It's almost embarrassing, but yes.
That is Hannah Jadagu. Her first album is called Aperture. Hannah, thanks a lot for sharing your story.
Thank you.